Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the podcast as always. Obviously, I'm sure if you're following me on social, you know about this, but if you don't, I am doing Tea with Gary Vee. I've been doing it for about a month. It's been remarkable. If you're not following it, you're making a huge mistake. 9 a.m. Eastern time during this crisis, we're doing some incredible stuff. Please check it out. Tea with Gary Vee, live on all my social platforms every morning at 9 a.m. Twitter is definitely the place that you can't miss it. In general, I think if you're not following me on Twitter, it's a huge mistake. Gary Vee on Twitter. Check it out.
This is the Gary Vee Audio Experience.
Hey, podcast. Joe from Team Gary here. Today's episode is a mashup of Gary's thoughts and opinions on how to deal with hate and how to deal with feelings of failure. Enjoy.
I'm so grateful that I don't give a crap what anybody thinks of me while equally caring. It's incredibly important to me what Indy or D-Rock or Stefan think of me. It's incredibly important. It's stunning, though, how anti-establishment or how much I would push back when they would try to impose their will on me. And that's a very important differentiation. Actually, that's one of the first times I've ever kind of articulated this way, and I like this. There's a very big difference between what one thinks of you and what one tries to do by imposing their way on you. I'm very open, empathetic, and quite self-aware of what everybody thinks of me and pander to it, react to it, and adjust to it. But for somebody to try to impose their way on me without knowing me is just super not interesting. And so, you know, I was able to navigate through junior high and high school and really not struggle with peer pressure. I just very honestly thought I was better than everybody. I didn't act that way. If you go find all the kids that went to high school with me, I don't think any of them say that I walked around with like I was cooler than them. You know, that would have been very hard as a 4'11" freshman that was being made fun of for not being 5 foot. It's how I thought inside. And I think there's a lot of intestinal fortitude, to use a gorilla monsoon term. That's when wrestlers would get beat up and then they would fight like the Hulkster and Macho Man and Ultimate Warrior. That was the whole kind of like genre of the 80s, get beat the crap out of it and all of a sudden. And so that's kind of how I am. Like I can take a lot and then all of a sudden, like, you know, fight back. And so, you know, there's nothing I can say other than when you're 51 or when you're 91, you're gonna be stunned how little you care, how little it mattered. And this includes your parents and your siblings and even your children. This is an intense thing. This is a very intense thing. But if I could wish anything besides health on people, there's a lot. I say this saying a lot. There's a lot of traits I like, self-awareness, everything. But man, there's unbelievable happiness that comes along with self-belief and recognizing how this plays out. And let me tell you how it plays out. Prince, as he was taking his last breath, and it's a big shout out to Prince, I'm a huge fan. I don't think Prince cared what Billboard magazine said or what anybody said. It's just the way it is. It's the way it is. And so if through this plea on this show on 201 on a Monday in late spring, if I could get four of you to understand, it's just not gonna matter when people, I mean, I love when people, I don't even know what else to tell you. I'm gonna say it very clear. Stefan, get very focused here because I want to really deliver this with all the drama that it deserves. I like when people put me down. I get off on when people put me down. Nothing is more interesting to me than to prove all of you wrong. I love the people that think I'm a huckster or I've got some hidden agenda or I'm not that good or I won't be that great or I think too big of myself or my dad had a liquor store and that's the only reason I'm successful, or I got lucky, or show me, like, please, please, please continue to judge me and underestimate me because it's the only driver I have and that's how I'm wired. All I want is negative comments.
Right, it drives you.
I love that. The funniest thing is the people that give me love in this comment section, I love them. I love them like I love my mother.
Right?
But the people that leave me negative comments, they don't realize. They think they're tearing me down. You're feeding me. You're feeding
me. Haters.
You're so not smart. Right. I only feel two things. You're so not smart, you're feeding me. I'm gonna get bigger and badder because of what you're doing. And then number two, I feel bad for you.
I feel sorry for those
people. I feel bad for you. You really have so much pain in your life that you've taken time out of being on the offense to come to me and tell me something bad. I hate that. Your mom up. Like something happened. And I don't expect all of you to be wired that way, but if I can, through my energy, move any of you, and trust me, I'm reading your comments, because your comments are my oxygen, and I see so many of you, so many comments over the last 3 or 4 months of people saying, I've got a little more cockiness or confidence than I used to. As a matter of fact, I see it in you guys. I truly see my inner circle have more confidence when they're like, it just rubs off. India, you're getting cocky. Have you felt it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. But it's true, right? There's a rub off. It's kind of like a leader on a sports team. Like, it rubs off. And one of the great accomplishments in my life will be the fact that I was able to rub off my confidence, not only on my inner circle, but on the community that decided to give me. It's unbelievable how good I feel that I get to reward the amazing reward that you give me, which is in all the things that you could be watching right now, you're watching this. In all the things you could be reading, spending time on, you've decided to watch me. Do you know how incredibly empowering that is? And it's at scale, it's not 3 people. You know how empowering that is? And for me, knowing that not only do I give you tactical advice, or in a funny way that I answer question number 3, a girl in Indonesia might say, well, if Gary V is bad at math and has been successful, I can too. Or in this ending rant, you can care a little bit less what your coworker or your older brother or that naysayer says, or what I know so many of you deal with, which is the trolling and the hate and the disagreeing, even when it's done well. And I love when people disagree with me in the comment section. I take it for what it is. But it blows me away of how much venom people can put of like after you provide, you're only as good as your last at bat. 200 great episodes of a business show, 30 great episodes of a docu show, 5,000 interviews of business stuff, unbelievable engagement, answering your questions, answering your snaps, boom, one baseball fantasy thing, and pure and utter disagreement, disparagement, hate, negativity, that's hard. I'm the most confident, and it felt bad, and I didn't like it. So what do I expect from others? I get it, but it is what it is. And at the end of the day, it's not gonna matter. And you have to love yourself first and feel good and complete with yourself first. So as a 15-year-old, I would do what I did as a 15-year-old, which is start building those skills and not listen to your parents and not listen to your teachers and not listen to your friends. Respect it, but don't let anybody impose their way on you. It's you, you're with yourself. And you've got to make yourself happy first. All right, episode's over. Please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Today's highlighted review is July 1st, 2020, The Absolute Best by PMart91. I've been listening and watching for the past 4+ years. Gary has changed my life in more ways than I can explain. He gives me the advice and drive and direction that follow my passions and try and do something great in this life. He talks about marketing, business, personal passions, empathy, and so much more. If you feel like you want to do more with your life but don't know what that means, give it a listen. You won't be disappointed. Thanks to PMR91. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.